Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBIL with a very special in-studio guest. Her story I know most of you are very familiar with at this point. Erica Brannick joins us now. And Erica, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so grateful that you decided to come in and join us today. Let's start actually with the big news today that you will be a special honoree at the Baltimore Running Festival on Saturday.
Yes.
You are the official starter. Is that the exact title you've been given?
Yes, the race starter. So I get to greet the runners, and I get to, I don't know if they're going to give me a bullhorn or something, but I get to make some loud noise to let them go off.
So you're on your marks, get set, go.
Yes. Which I've joked that maybe I'll do, you know, like, on your mark, get set, hold on, is everybody ready? Like, you know, stunt them out a little bit.
There's a great Seinfeld episode about that. We're about the same age. That should resonate with you. Where you know, Jerry wins a high school race and comes back, and there was a false start in there. But yeah, you can do that.
I remember that one.
You can play these games with people. Don't be afraid. And then are you holding, I guess, the tape at the end, the famous tape for the winner?
For the male and the female winners.
I'm very much looking forward to Saturday. It's one of my favorite days of the year because I love the community turnout and how everyone kind of gets behind it in every neighborhood. And there's nothing quite like how that touches and affects everyone. Of course, you were in Boston for the Boston Marathon, the most recent one, and the bombing that took place there. If you wouldn't mind, take us back to that horrific day in Boston.
Well, my sister and my brother-in-law and I had taken a trip up with my mom because my mom was actually running in the race, and we had sent her off that morning, and we had spent, you know, some time in the city kind of exploring it because I think it was all of our first times there. And we went and saw some of the runners going through the streets and, you know, went out to eat. And then we started to make our way towards the finish line. And we had originally stopped at the 26-mile marker because we wanted to be through the Newtown moment of silence and be a part of that. And then we decided to move right to the finish line. And we had maybe been down at the finish line for 2 minutes, and you know, my sister put her hand on my back. She gave me a little nudge forward, and then everything just went black, and next thing you know, you hear people screaming and crying, and it was utter chaos and confusion.
Now, you're obviously wounded at that point, correct? So do you wake up in a hospital, or are you on the ground?
No, I was on the ground. I remember everything from that day that, you know, I was laying there kind of figuring out what was going on. And at first I thought maybe a transformer blew or that, you know, I knew that something was wrong. And I remember trying to move my feet and could tell that there was something wrong with my leg. And I reached down to kind of assess what was going on and felt, you know, an unfamiliar feeling and brought my hand back up and it was just covered in blood. And then I started to figure out that something was really wrong, and I started to scream for help, and which was almost like right after I had started doing that, Amanda North kind of crawled over to me, and she started helping me, ask me what my name was, and she got people to rush over to me and got a guy to put tourniquets on me, and she actually gave one of her belts, the belt that she was wearing, to use as a tourniquet, and you know, she held my hand and she told me that she wasn't going to let me go. And pretty much we got pulled apart when they put me on the stretcher. And then, I mean, I remember everything rolling into the operating room and talking with the surgeons. And I still kept telling him, I was like, what happened? Like, I still didn't at that point know what happened. And I just told him they needed to get a hold of my mom because I had gotten separated from my sister and my brother-in-law. So I had no idea where they were either.
I was going to ask, where were they? You were next to them when the bomb went off, right?
Yeah, I was. My brother-in-law had been standing a little bit further behind us, and my sister and I were right next to each other, and she had gotten blown to the left of me and kind of turned. So she was further to the left of me, and we were all kind of scattered out. And in the chaos of things, we just could not find each other. And mostly because we couldn't really move, and it just was crazy. And I just kept telling them in the hospital, I was like, you need to tell my mom, because I knew that initially she was going, once she found out what was going on, she was going to be freaking out, not knowing, you know, where her kids were.
She's a mom,
Right. Natural instinct. So They had asked me, you know, what's your mom's number? And I gave it to them from heart. And then I said, well, did my phone too? And they asked me what my password was to my phone. So I was really coherent through all of this and able to, you know, interact with them and really communicate with them. And then I woke up probably 2 days later in ICU, and I still had a tube in my mouth. And
your mom was there at that point?
Yes, my mom was there. My dad was there too. And, you know, I started asking my mom questions and like trying to write out. I was, you know, making the emotions that I needed to write, and started writing questions. And I asked her, I said, you know, what happened to Nicole and Michael? I said, you know, what happened and what happened to my leg? Because I knew that, you know, things were severe enough for that. And then I asked him, I had a sense that it was a couple of days later, and I knew that I was supposed to be going back to work. And I had told all of my parents and the kids and everything that I was going to be off that Monday. And I asked her, I said, well, what did they tell my kids?
And then what's really amazing about it is, your mom an avid runner, or was that one of her first marathons?
No, that was, she had qualified for Boston in 2010, I believe it was.
Which is a huge deal.
Right. And she was, she qualified in Philadelphia, which was another huge accomplishment for her. And she had been running for a long time, and she had done a couple of marathons up to that point. And my sister actually trained her for a lot of her marathons, because my sister was a triathlon coach and running coach. So it runs in the family.
I would say so. We're going to have your mom join us in a moment, but your mom completes the marathon, and
she didn't complete it that day.
She couldn't complete it.
No, she was stopped a little bit less than half a mile before the finish line. I don't even think she had turned onto Boylston Street, or if she was just there, but she ran into basically a wall of runners. But she went back a couple of days, I think, before we left to go home, and ran it by herself and crossed the finish line.
Good for her.
Great that she was able to do that.
We are listening to the amazing, and I mean amazing, story of Erica Brannick. We'll come back with her in a moment here on WBAL.